Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this January 19th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. It is 10:05 on the clock, and at 10:30, we're going to welcome in Kayla Rumblatsky. She is the Community Development Educator at UW Extension Wood County. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, we have in studio with us Lisa Kubis, Executive Director at Visit Rome. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks good. For being here today.
Yeah, nice to be here.
How was it getting in?
The roads are great.
Yeah, wasn't too bad?
No, right.
Oh, good to
beautiful
hear.
Beautiful scenery. So.
Lisa, we have a lot to talk about with the Rome area. I can't wait to dive into it. I want to just start off, though, thanking you not only for the nice pullover here that I'm wearing. I love this thing. It's great.
Awesome.
It's so comfortable.
Awesome.
But I throw it on this morning, and we've got all the snow out here, and I'm going to go out there and shovel, and I got my coffee, and I put it over me, and I was hit over the head by nostalgia. when I first moved to this area, as I've told you, I was in the Rome area. I lived in off Lake Camelot with my nan and papa, and I was brought back to being a kid again. Like, I was 13, and I was in that moment going out there to shovel with my papa just from throwing this on.
Awesome.
Such a fan of the Rome area and having a chance to talk about it and put the spotlight on it like we get a chance to. Mm-hmm. Really enjoy this time.
Good. Yeah, it's always great to be here.
And there is so much to talk about here. Let's go ahead and kick things off with January 20th.
All right. Yeah, January 20th through Sunday, January 22nd. Interesting kind of out-of-the-box event offered at Sand Valley. If you've ever heard of the Wim Hof Method, it's really about, it's rooted in breathing, breath training, meditation, workshops, and cold water therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And Sand Valley, this is open to the public Saturday. You can attend the workshops. There's some pricing. It would be $165. That would include all the workshops. And for $275, it's the workshops, a guided hike out at Sand Valley, yoga, and a Saturday night dinner. So if you're free this weekend and you want to try something new and different, it would be probably a great experience.
So just doing a little homework on this, and it's interesting too, because Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods joined us the other day, and a thing for her lately has been doing these ice dips, these, you know, going into the water and stuff and diving really in and getting that. There's a little of that in this, and there's a little bit of a lot of those natural techniques. This is Wim Hof is an ice known as the Iceman. That's kind of his nickname. And he's a Dutch motivational speaker, extreme athlete. And this is one of the more, like, the numbers of the rise of the popularity of this is just shooting through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I think in part because it is winter, but also because there's something there for people. There's a meditation. There's a peace that comes with this. There's something there that is unreachable for some people, but they get there through this process.
Right, right. Yeah, it definitely is growing in popularity. I know Sand Valley, years past, they had this offered one weekend, and now this year they've extended it to two weekends. So definitely something that is people are interested in.
Yeah, and that tells you something too. Sand Valley's very good at what they do, and they're not adding on a day or bringing something back if it's not doing well, just
correct.
To be blunt about it and everything. So
correct.
In this area, it has been very successful and popular too.
Mm-hmm.
And a great opportunity to learn more about it. One of the things I enjoyed about learning about it was there's no true, like, side effects to anything like this. You try it, doesn't work very well, you got out of the house. You got to go to the Rome area for a day and have
right.
some fun, you know?
Right.
I mean, there's no real downside to doing something like this.
Correct.
Is there a way that people can find out more about this?
Yes. You could go to the sandvalleypursuits.com. It's under their events section, and it's the name of the weekend is called Chill Out One.
That's a great name.
Otherwise, someone could call their phone number, talk to a customer service agent, and that number is 866-976-7804.
Is this something that people need to register for?
It is.
Mm. And the registration similar, just going to the same type of website and everything?
I think they would need to register by calling, but they can look at what you know, the further details on the website, yeah. and then give them a call if you're interested in registering.
This time of year, one of my favorite words and favorite things is fishery. I love that word. Love fisheries. We yeah. got one coming up.
Yeah, this is kind of the other end of the spectrum.
Yes.
But Lake yes. Sherwood is holding their fishery on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. This is held on Free Fishing Day, mm-hmm. And everything benefits the Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association. Lots of fun for kids and adults. And we talked about this last month, but mm-hmm. a great way to get outdoors and connect with your community.
Yeah, even people who don't necessarily fish, you know, a lot or anything like that, or at all, even can enjoy this. It's one right. of those community events, and everybody can get behind something like the Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association. That's a conservation fund that they do over there. Really good work that they're doing. So that part of this is great too. Cash prizes, trophies. I mean, there's nothing not to like about a fishery.
Right, and the Sherwood Lodge is actually offering breakfast and lunch nice. Specials as well. So
even more,
enjoy some great food
that way. Well, that's really smart. Not only because it's really going to bring people in, we love that kind of stuff. But hey, you don't make a catch. You still got your dinner sure. taken care of. You're all right.
Right.
You're all
exactly.
right. You're all right.
Yeah.
That is going on Saturday. This Saturday from 8 to 4:30.
Correct.
And then Friday, January 27th through the 29th, got another fun one coming up.
Yes, another event at Sand Valley. It is their Snow Valley Weekend. It runs from Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 on Sunday. In partnership, actually, with Visit Rome, there's just a huge offering of outdoor activities, including ice skating, pond hockey, snowshoeing, snowman building, tons of things for kids, including arts and crafts, a scavenger hunt. And then the end of the day, Saturday, they are showing the Happy Feet movie for
oh,
the
nice.
Entire family.
That's awesome. That's a good one, especially this time of year. That's a good one for that's great. Now, again, this is another one of those fun events. Get you out of the house, get you, you know, getting the kids active, getting them mm-hmm. something to do along with you and yours. You know, that's
yeah.
always fun.
Yeah. And completely open to the public, and it is free of charge. So come and check Sand Valley out.
A special fishery coming up on the 28th.
Yeah, it is the Mark Simmons Memorial Fishery and Raffle. Again, I mean, another fishery that would be great for you to get outdoors, mm-hmm. whether you're competing in it or not, still a way to get outdoors. All proceeds go to the Heart for Heroes Honor Flight through the American Legion Post 442.
Mm. Mark's good guy, really good guy, and the reason why they're doing something like this for this, and certainly anything involving the White American Legion Post or any of these kind of things, we certainly like the Heart for Heroes. What a great great campaign, great organization. Honor Flight, American Legion, these are all things we talk about a lot on the air, and any chance to support them, we want to take that advantage. But this is also going to be a lot of fun, and this is going to be a great event and a really celebration of life along with all these other great parts of it.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of the fisheries, it seems like they're doing it for a cause, which
yes.
is great as well.
It's one of the great things that I think, I can't prove this, but we perfected here in the Midwest, combining a cause that we care about while having a good time.
Right.
I don't think anybody does it better than us here in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Coming up on Friday, February 3rd through the 5th, another great one. This is the second annual. I didn't realize this is the second annual. That's
it
right.
It is. The second annual County Classic Pond Hockey mm-hmm. Tournament at Sand Valley. They have about 20 teams this year competing.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, nice. Last year it was, I think, 9 or 10.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's doubled in size.
That's cool.
And, you know, we want to continue the growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's open to everyone to come out and watch. It's a really fun event. The games are held on the ponds out at Sand Valley.
Yeah.
So come check it out.
As my father would call it, true hockey.
Like right.
That's the way hockey's supposed to be played. That's the way.
Right.
It's if you haven't seen a whole lot of hockey or ever never watched it, hockey. The only thing more fun than playing hockey is watching hockey,
mm-hmm.
and being able to take that in. It's a really fun time. I remember last year this and them having the nice turnout with the 10 teams. That seemed really great and everything. To see it doubled. that really, again, just speaks to how popular, how much fun these things are.
They are.
That is really cool to hear.
There's a food truck outside, and, I mean, of course, the Mammoth Bar is open if you'd like to have a cocktail afterwards. So just a fun event to attend.
Yeah, and again, Sand Valley, it's so beautiful out there. There's not a time of the year that it's not nice to be out there, let alone all the great activities that there are. I mean, just standing, just being out there is always nice, let alone doing any, being a part of any of these things.
Yeah, winter is beautiful out there.
Yeah, it really is. And then coming up Saturday, February 4th, Jigging with Heroes Ice Fishing Event. I had to say that title. Just that's a fun title. Yeah. I had to say it at least once.
Yeah, and there's a little bit different of a spin here. It's not a fishery, but it's an event that is held for up to five families. Mm. You apply to be part of this. It's a one-day event that includes gear and a day of ice fishing with bait, tackle, lunch. So if you've ever wanted to try ice fishing and haven't had a chance, you can go ahead and apply for this at heroesharvest.org.
I was talking with a buddy of mine about this the other day, and I think I've probably done almost as much ice fishing as I've done regular fishing. I've just done a lot of both. And the one thing I'd forgotten, because I've been doing both of them for so long, is those early lessons you learn in ice fishing. And to be able to do it with some people that already know what they're doing is arguably the greatest way to do it, and especially if you are new to it. But I'd say that even if you've been doing it for a long time or your whole life, you can always learn new things from people.
Oh, for sure.
And as we see from the DNR and others, it's every year there's more and more, not more and more, but there's more concern for this and for people being smart on the ice. And things, events like this are a fun way of learning more and more about being safe out there and really being able to enjoy yourself when you're out on that ice.
Oh, right. And it's this event takes place out on Lake Peatonwell. And I don't know if, James, you follow any of the pages out there, but the fish coming out of that lake are just incredible.
Yeah, yeah. I saw some of that. And that wasn't like that when I was a kid, I seem to remember. I remember Peatonwell and Camelot having kind of like a similar thing. But now it seems to be a little bit better over there at Peatonwell. It's nice. Nice place to do some fishing.
Yeah, for sure.
You can find out more, I see, at heroesharvest.org. That is heroesharvest.org. That is where you can also feel free to apply.
Right, that's correct.
Coming up, the Candle Trail Walk, another one of our favorite events. We love this one.
Oh, yeah. Tri-Norris Winter Park, they hold several events throughout the year, including Colorama, if anyone attended that. They hold the Mini Mudder in the summertime. But they do a couple candlelight trail walks over the winter. And this would be either snowshoeing, if there's snow.
Yeah.
If there's no snow, it's just a hike. I went last year and there wasn't any snow, so just a candlelit hike, but it was still super fun.
Yeah.
They have a huge bonfire and serve usually apple cider, and they are offering a spaghetti and meatball dinner this year that will benefit our local bicycling club.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. And again, these causes, and they're all great. And they're all an opportunity for us to add to them, to help the people that are doing the work there while having a darn good time.
Oh, sure. And the event is free of charge.
And that's always nice, too. And I have to say, the events that we have when you and I get together, Lisa, I don't know of an event that has come up where it seems like, oh, I worry about the price in the back of my head or something like that for people. Like, they're always affordable. They're always, I don't know that anybody necessarily goes out of their way to like have this conversation, but it really feels like a gentleman's kind of agreement almost with it in that area. And we're going to make sure that these things are affordable for everybody.
Right. Yeah. It's really nice. It's and obviously, cool, you know, they take donations to maintain their trails, but they do want to offer it, to anyone out in the public.
And those trails are so important. They're so much fun. And so many people give up pieces of their land for you to be able to ride on them and everything. Treat that property well. Treat it like it's your own. And have a lot of fun and be safe out there, everybody. That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, sure.
I appreciate you sharing that you were on it last year, Lisa, because I think that if you haven't done it before, you may think, well, if there's no snow, it might not be as much fun. Or if there is too much snow, it might be not as much fun. Mm-hmm. It's nice to, I think, for people to hear those kind of feedback. No, it's a great time no matter what. It doesn't matter what Mother Nature's up to. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
February 10th. Always like talking about our winter farmers markets.
Yeah, so once a month during the wintertime, we hold our winter farmers market. I think a lot of people know how big our summer markets are, but the winter is growing in popularity. So that's February 10th from noon to 3:30. You know, obviously a little bit smaller of an offering, but we do have a lot of people love the fry pies that are offered, as well as there were tamales last month. Both of those food items sold out. So get there early if you're interested in either of those food items.
We're fortunate here in town on Saturdays, Moravian Church from 9 to 1, they have a winter's farmers market. And when we talk about it, we you know, encourage people to check it out and all these things. But one of the things that I always like to stress is this is another great way to help out our ag industry, our farmers, especially during a time of the year where there's not a ton of income. Not only that, but you're getting some of the better products in the state. And they're naturally, you know, just right there. There's no middleman with this stuff. And I think that part really brings people to it, too.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And then Friday, February 10th, we have Snow Blast at Lake Arrowhead. It's back.
Oh, yeah. Snow Blast is just a huge winter event in the town of Rome. It starts 9 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Sunday. Just a plethora of offerings.
Yeah. We've only got like 8 and 7 minutes left. I don't know if we have enough time. I don't know. There's so much.
Yeah. I mean, it starts Friday with there's a fish fry buffet in the evening. Visit Rome we are sponsoring dueling pianos that night. The Allen Brothers Band is playing on Friday night, which they are just an incredible local band.
Really good band.
Saturday, again, loaded with events, kids carnival games, craft and cookie decorating. There's fireworks in the evening. Southbound will be playing that evening.
Nice.
Sunday, ice bowling. There's a snow golf tournament. and then kind of to round things up, there's a Super Bowl watch party at 5:30 with
Perfect.
A chili cook-off. But those 3 days are just loaded with events out at Lake Arrowhead.
You may not see your home. You may just stay down there.
Right.
There's just something to do every day.
Right.
Really nice setup, by the way, of everybody working on this and to have like kind of a whole weekend, a Super Bowl weekend of stuff to do and stuff, everything. The dueling pianos is one of my favorites. I love that. Way to go sponsoring that. That's very cool. And I mean, there's just so much to talk about here.
I don't know where
to really focus.
I know.
One of the things that I do think is fun too is, you know, if you, well, I'm free this day, but I'm not that day, you can kind of like come and go to these events too.
For sure. And again, this is open to the public. Everything is free of charge. The dueling pianos were actually asking for a $10 donation, mm-hmm. which will go to a local charity. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like we like to remind people and everything, that's going right back into the community. That mm-hmm. stays right in state. So it's always nice when you can add to things like that and take in something like dueling pianos. That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
How can people get tickets?
To reserve your seat for dueling pianos, you would contact Lucky out at Lake Arrowhead. The phone number is 715-325-2915. To see the whole calendar of events for this for Snow Blast, you could go to lakearrowhead.com, and there's a whole listing of the times of all the offerings.
Yeah. And then to kind of wrap up our events, I wanted to mention coming up Saturday, February 11th, one of the more classic events and the oldest events in this area.
Right. Yeah, it's the 91st annual Tri-Norse Winter Tournament. So if you've ever been out there, it's the ski jumping tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come and watch the kids go off the jumps.
Yeah.
They're offering concessions. Just a really fun thing to watch.
You never know who you might be seeing out there. You could be seeing a future Olympian. I mean,
it's
that close to it and everything. That's so cool to me. And it again, we speak to these events that have been around a long time. They're not around because nobody goes to them, people. I mean, mm-hmm. they're around because they're not only popular and fun, but we get something from these that I don't know if we can really word. There's some pride that comes in seeing these athletes and knowing mm-hmm. that they're from their state athletes and everything. And it's just cool. Like, it's just amazing watching them fly off those things.
Yeah.
It never gets old. It's one of my favorite Olympic events, too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to watch. And it's kids from around the whole Midwest. I mean, there's a circuit. They go to tournaments all winter long. So pretty unique to watch.
And just talking to athletes in years past and everything, the support, I've literally seen kids be able to word how they feel, what it's like to be up there, and knowing that there's a crowd, that there's people down there. It means a lot to have family and friends down there, but strangers cheering you on has a different feeling to it. Mm-hmm. That support, it's unparalleled.
Yeah.
And again, that event is going on Saturday, February 11th from noon to 4. If people want to find out more about that, is there a website we can send them to or anything?
Yeah, it's the, Trinorse. Winterpark.org.
Yep, that's it. Nicely done, Lisa. Nice. Right at the top of your head right there. I had to look it up. That was pretty good. Lisa, did you want to touch on any more of these events, recap them again, or touch on something else?
Well, I was going to mention, we didn't have it on our list today, but always at Hoozles on Wednesdays is the Elite Trivia with Lucas. And had to mention, I went for the first time last night with some friends. It was just a blast.
Awesome.
So that's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Hoozles.
Very cool to hear. It's interesting. I brought that up earlier today on the morning show because we were talking about trivia at bars and stuff and how much fun that is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he has such a great job with that. He's really good at emceeing. The audience always has a good time. It's a great thing to check out.
Right. It was really fun.
I'm glad that came up too, because these events that we just went through, we just spun the audience's brains, because there's so much fun coming up. There's so many great things going on, but you don't need us to tell you that the Rome area, even without these events, you go out there and there's skiing, there's snowmobiling, there are so many great things that you can enjoy just in nature. Animal watching. There's a lot of things that I know as a kid that I enjoyed doing, and I know many local residents out there just. Not even just in the Rome area, but just in this Grand Central Wisconsin area, love going to check out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Want to encourage people as well to support Visit Rome. They do great work over there, Lisa and the gang, and they're not a huge staff, so every little bit helps. And one of the ways you can help out is certainly promoting these things in your water cooler conversations and reminding people, hey, did you hear about this event? Mentioning the website visitromewi.com is another great resource. But get some gear, people. Like the gear there is great. Like the guys that design your stuff, the people that are doing all that work, great stuff. Like they really are doing a nice job.
Thank you.
Want to encourage people to do that. And again, you can find out more about this and all the other things Lisa and I have been talking about at visitromewi.com. That's visitromewi.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Lisa, if people have other follow-up questions, they want to talk to you directly, is there a way to contact you?
Yeah, they could call our office. The number is 715-325-3090.
Always good talking with you. And thanks for being in studio today.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk again real soon.
Sorry.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.